It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studio by K-State Extension agents Barbara Ames and Katie Townsend. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. Good Thanks for
you.
Having me.
Oh, of course. Good to have you. Barbara, good to have you back here with us as talking a little bit of quite a bit of good stuff there in the 7 o'clock hour. You can listen back to that interview, of course, at KGGFradio.com. Underneath the community tab, you'll just find our morning interviews up over there. So going to talk a little bit to Katie here, and sounds like we've got some cool things coming to 4-H. Not only that, but the new 4-H agent as well.
Yeah, so we've hired a new 4-H agent for Labette County. Her name is Kara Comstock, and Kara will be starting with the Wildcat District in the first part of June. She graduates from K-State in May, and we are excited to have her. So there'll possibly be a new face here on the radio here in a few months.
Well, how about that? Yeah, graduating, and then a month later it's just like, hey, we need you down here in the southeastern part of Kansas. So that's very exciting. Very cool with that. And then not only that, but you also have a position open as well. Was she in the intern position originally, and then she'll be moving into a full-time?
She interned with a different extension office. Okay. She interned with Southwind District. But since Kara will be starting in the heat of camps and fair season, the Altamont office in Labette County will also be looking for a 4-H intern to kind of have some more boots on the ground there this summer to kick that program off, since there's been a lapse between agents, to kind of get things going again. Anybody that's interested in that 4-H intern position can find the position announcement on our website, Wildcat Extension District. The start date is going to be about mid-May, whenever somebody is available, until August 1. So it's just over the summertime. It's to help with everything from camp to mailing out the newsletters to sorting ribbons for the county fair, attending the county fair, everything along those lines.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask about the responsibility that come along with it. So it's just kind of a helping hand responsibility through the summer.
Yes, definitely. If you were in 4-H or are in 4-H and have some background, or even if you don't and you want to learn more to see if, you know, maybe extension's a career for you, this would be an awesome opportunity to get a foot in the door and learn something.
Well, yeah, and for somebody that, you know, I guess both of you that are a part of the extensions as well, for somebody maybe thinking or right on the line of you know, is this something that I legitimately want to do? What, I mean, how has it worked for you? I mean, obviously the benefits are there with it as well, but what were your initial thoughts and kind of a process when you first started as it? Like, kind of what got you into being an extension agent, and how has it come to fruition?
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess I was a 4-H member, and there's a lot of things that when you become an agent, you don't see the other side of. So you come to respect our volunteers a lot more. One of the things that our 4-H kids do well, I think, is respect our volunteers and all the time that they put in. But when you're on the flip side of it and you're the 4-H agent and you see the countless hours that those volunteers put in, you really, really respect what they do. I became an extension agent because I have a passion, I guess, for agriculture and helping youth. Now, 4-H isn't necessarily all about agriculture. You know, that's one of the big misconceptions that we talk about. But through the county fair and some things like that, I'm able to get my agriculture fix. I majored in communications in college. And so one of the things that I love about extension is that I get to get out and talk to a lot of people. I get to be on the radio. I get to be on TV. So the job has a lot of different aspects that allow me to use what I gained in 4-H and through my degree and put them to work.
Well, that's really, you know, kind of inspiring. It is, because you get your little ag where you can, the little taste. You get a little taste of everything that you want along with it. And again, if it's something that you're interested in, there's an intern position to kind of get your foot in the door as well. What's kind of the best place? Do you suggest calling, or is the website probably the best place to go?
The website has the job description, but if you'll call any of our extension offices, we'd be happy to get that to you or talk to you about it, whatever the case might be.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Katie Townsend on the new 4-H agent, as well as the intern position available, as and many good reasons to join 4-H or the extension agents as well. So, Barbara, I think we'll kind of swing back over to you about this Medicare basics class here. And did you want to kind of expand on that? I know we got a little bit of time, almost a full month of April, to prepare for it. But
right. We do have a Medicare basics. Actually, we have two Medicare basics classes coming up, one in Parsons and one in Coffeyville. But I'll speak a little bit about the one in Coffeyville. It's going to be on May the 16th at 2 p.m. at the Coffeyville Senior Center. And if you're new to Medicare, it's a place where you can find, we can help you find the right plan that fits your life and your budget. You'll be learning a little bit about Medicare eligibility and get a little information about parts A, B, C, and D and all of the confusion that's there. And then how Medicare interacts with Social Security and some things like that. So I believe Tara Solomon-Smith will be teaching that. She's our Family and Consumer Sciences agent that really works with aging and
Cool. Now, is it just her kind of like a, you know, not necessarily a lecture base, but is it just one individual, or sometimes with your courses you'll have several speakers along?
I believe Tara is the main speaker for that particular class.
Okay, cool. Cool. So anybody interested out there, good place to get information, or is it like a registration based? Do you have to call to be a part of it, like an RSVP, or is it just kind of come one, come all?
We need to have registration by Friday, May the 13th, it looks like. And for more information, you can contact our Wildcat Extension District offices.
Cool. Yeah, I always appreciate your guys' courses. It's just, you know, it's great information. It really is. It's information that's, first of all, valuable, but at the same time is really easily overlooked a lot of times.
She's done a number of these. They've been quite popular.
Good. Very cool. And we'll have more information on that as it gets a little bit closer, but a good little one to mark on the calendars. What was it? May, which one?
May the 16th. May 16th. At 2 p.m. at the Coffeyville Senior Center.
Cool. Plenty of time to prepare, maybe schedule around a little bit to be a part of that. Well, Katie, we'll get back to you here because it's been a little bit of time since we've had you in studio here with us. So tell me about these last couple of months. It's probably been not necessarily slow, but at the same time as we get into spring, summertime, you really get pick up. So how's it been the last couple of months and what can we expect for the crazy, crazy spring and summer months ahead?
Yeah, so we kicked off our winter months with club days. And so for anybody that's not familiar, Montgomery County 4-H hosts their own county club days, which is, in a sense, a talent show. The kids come in and they do dances, they do instrumental solos and ensembles, they sing for us. They do talks and demonstrations on how to make anything from cookies to how to train their dog. They also hold model meetings where they practice their parliamentary procedure in front of a judge and show off their skills on their ability to run and control a meeting room. And so those are great, great skills for our kids. The top two from each of our categories then went to regionals in Chanute and then got to compete against, I think it's 15 counties in the southeast Kansas area. So they got to really hone those skills at the next level. So that's kind of what we've been up to this winter.
Well, and like you mentioned a minute ago, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, mentioned a minute ago how 4-H really isn't just agriculture, and nothing that you had just mentioned there that you've been doing in the last couple of months was not. You know, it's it's public speaking, it's at-home amenities, it's all of those different things. And you had mentioned, is that kind of the biggest misconception, is that 4-H is really only agriculture?
Right, yeah. You would be amazed at the number of kids that, you know, they're in band in school, but then they can also put those skills to use in 4-H. At our contest, that we had a group of boys that did a wonderful job with an instrumental ensemble that they got to take on to the regional contest. We have a young lady that plays the violin. So lots of exciting things.
That's very cool. That is very cool. So sounds like you had an eventful last couple of months and an eventful couple of months to come up as well.
Yeah. So now we're starting to get into camp season and fair season. So that's what I'm doing now in my office, is preparing our fair books and scheduling camps and getting supplies ready, things along those lines. We give our Wildcat kids the opportunity to go to 5 different camps. Three of those are going to be local camps. The first one's Discovery Days, where they get to go to K-State campus and live in the dorms and really get to experience campus life. The next one is at Sunny Hills, which is at Rock Springs 4-H Center. This is like the ultimate camp. Like when you grow up thinking about going to camp, you know, you get to go canoeing, horseback riding, climb a rock wall.
This is the one you see in the movies.
Right. Yes. Yeah. This is the camp you see in the movies. So that's Sunny Hills. We bus about 52 kids every year up to that one. It's a lot of fun.
Great.
And then after that, we send our kids to, or they get the opportunity to go to Greenbush, over by Girard, where they have the high ropes course, the low ropes course. They do a lot of the same things at Sunny Hills, just on a smaller scale. So they get to do archery, canoeing, that type of thing. We also have a local camp here at Cedar Bluff in Coffeyville for our teenage kids. Well, I guess kind of 9 to 13 is the age group there. So we're really excited to keep that camp local in Coffeyville and get to utilize the facilities up at Cedar Bluff. And then from there, we added a new camp this year for our teenage kids because we really want them to start interacting with other teenagers across the district, so across the four-county area. And that's called Floating on Leadership. And we're going to go down to Knoll, Missouri and go rafting on the river while doing some leadership and team-building activities.
Nice. Yeah, that was one thing I took away. You know, I never went to a camp, but we went in like this camp experience when I was in seventh grade up to Covenant Heights. It was in the mountains, and it was a great experience because, first of all, you know, I was camping or, living, I guess you would, in a cabin with a couple of people that I'd never met before. And you had mentioned that they'll experience, you know, from district to district. They'll be meeting people. They'll be introducing themselves. I mean, I walked away from that experience with friends that I never ever thought I would talk to in the hallways of my seventh grade year. And they're friends that I still hang on to this day. And it was a lot of fun. It really was. It gets outside. Yeah. As a seventh grader, I was always like, oh, you got to tag some educational learning process to it, you know, like an irritable kid. But they're fun. They really are fun activities.
They are fun.
Whether,
yeah.
You know, you said it, rafting on the river like that. I'm sure a leader's going to come out when you're on the White Rapids, no doubt about. There's going to be somebody to take charge with that, and it's great. So very cool. Very cool. I'm glad you guys have those. And you had mentioned the fairs, too. Do you guys have dates on those yet, or is it?
Yeah, I do. Let me pull those up. So the first fair I'm going to talk about is not related to 4-H, but a lot of our 4-H kids go to it. They use the same rules that we do for the most part, and that's a great free fair that's open to any youth. You do not have to be in 4-H, and that's going to be the Cherryville Youth Fair. And the Cherryville Youth Fair is going to be, I think it kicks off on July 11th, and it runs through the 13th, so it's a short three-day get in, get out, lots of fun. They're adding new things this year, like workshops and learning opportunities. And then you get down into the Montgomery County Fair, and the Montgomery County Fair is going to kick off on July 23rd with the 4-H style review and dance. And then the animals and the cakes and the rockets are going to show up at Riverside Park on July 25th. And then they will be there all weekend until we have our livestock sale on July 29th.
Very cool. Very cool. So, again, just some dates to kind of notch down on the calendar as 4-H, as well as many other events here with the K-State Extension agents, the research and extension offices, rather, I should say, is really going to pick up here as we go through spring and get into summertime. And we'll keep you up to date with that as Katie Townsend and Barbara Ames joins us in studio again. We do it every Wednesday, and we'll do it again next Wednesday, whether it's you two or two other agents. Barbara, Katie, thanks so much.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
The
Mighty
Six.
For letting us be here.
Sorry, Barbara, didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all right.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.